Hey guys, today's Monday, May 17th. Hopefully your day is starting off well. Quick story to tell you guys, but first, I have to say that, a lot of times, guys, when we think of God, we think of a God that is working externally. Whatever you call your higher power, right? You look out there and you see things moving around and things happening in the world, and you can sometimes fall into this idea that external pressure is what causes us to move, or that God only pushes from outside of us. A lot of us hate to be pushed, right? We get upset, we get angry when somebody's pushing on us. If you're anything like myself, guys out there, you don't like to be pushed. You don't like to be told what you have to do, when, and how high you have to jump, and all of that, right? None of that stuff. But sometimes God does do some pushing. And so, yesterday I was cutting my grass, and I finished up. I was pretty tired because I had a long day. Finished up cutting the grass, and I was sitting on the porch, and just kind of taking in the evening, kind of washing away the day, and the sun was going down, and I saw a man walking down the middle of the street. This man had on what I call a track suit, so gray track suit and some Jordans, and had his baseball hat on backwards, and gray bandana around his neck. I assume that was what he was using to cover, keeping in line with some of the COVID restrictions, right? And he's walking down the middle of the street, not on the sidewalk, not to the left or to the right, just stumbling down the middle of the street. He didn't look like he was in good shape either. He looked like he was in some sort of pain. And he looked up at me sitting on my porch, and he said, "Hey, what's up, bruh?" And I was like, "Okay, what's happening?" And I looked past him after that and kept doing what I was doing, sitting there on the porch. And he looked up at me again, and he said, "Hey, can I bother you for a minute? Can I talk to you for a minute?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." And now I'm thinking that this man is getting ready to walk up to me and try to get some money off of me, or try to sell me something or whatever, because he had his hand in his pocket. So I'm checking him out. And he said, "Listen, man, I don't know you really well." Well, he said, "Hey, before I get started, do you smoke weed?" "No, I don't smoke weed." "Okay, I don't." He said, "Oh, okay, are you sure?" "Yeah, I'm very sure I don't smoke weed. What's up, man? What can I do for you?" is what I asked him, right? And he said, "Well, man, look, I got the situation," and he's holding his phone. He keeps gesturing to his phone. He's like, I got my wife at home, and I'm trying to get in touch with, man, my lady. To be honest, brother, I got a mistress, and things have gone bad, man, and just, I can't seem to reach her. I think maybe she blocked me or something." And I'm listening to this going, "Whoa, this dude is just, this is not good. This is really not good." But I kept my mouth closed, and something inside of me just said, "Keep listening." And he told me that he had been involved with not just his wife, but two other women. And that he was completely shocked at the idea that the one woman got upset with him because he didn't leave his wife. And he said that he'd been honest with everybody. Everybody knew that he was a rolling stone, and they seemed to be okay with it for some time, or in the beginning, but somebody is not okay with it now. And this was an older man. This was not a younger person. This was an older man. He could have been one of my uncles. And as I'm listening to this, again, I'm trying to withhold any judgment and not show any cause for concern at the moment. I didn't want him to shut down on me because he was being honest with me, right? And, he when he started telling me the story, I think what he really wanted me to do was allow him to use my phone so he could call this other woman. And I wasn't going to let him do that. But I didn't want to say that I wasn't going to let him do that. I wanted him to keep talking. And so I noticed that he was in some pain and holding his back and his leg. And at that moment, when I looked at his back and his leg, he said, "Do you mind if I sit on your porch? I'll just sit on the stair if it's okay." And I said, "That's fine." And he continued to talk. And he told me that he had been running around with various women since he was 27 years old. And like I said, he's gray now. And that he had to sit down because it was hard for him to stand up for long periods of time because he had been shot before. And he'd also had a heart attack. And so he had ailing health. And now I'm thinking, okay, you've been shot, you've had ailing health, and you're trying to run around these cities with these women, keeping this game up, and well, that's not going to work out too well for you. And he just seemed like he was in bad shape. And when I was reading some of my material this morning, I realized that there are so many of us men who we get into these things with women, and it causes our health to demise. Now, I'm not saying that he got shot because of a woman, but he possibly could have had a heart attack because of the life that he was trying to live at some point, right? Obviously, there are other factors involved, but one thing that we know today is stress is something that's killing a lot of men, and it's definitely something that's killing a lot of black men. And if we are honest, some of the things that we are doing with women also contribute to our bad health. Let's be honest, okay? And I told him as much. You know, guys, if we, you know, you keep getting headaches and you got stomach aches and you're dealing with a lot of anxiety and the stress is becoming unbearable and you're trying to keep your story straight and worry is taking over and everything, and you may want to look at what God is trying to tell you in your life. You got unsettled feelings. You know, you could have them about women, about money, your health, your job, or something else, right? All of these unsettled feelings that we have, they carry messages for us. And sometimes those messages are directly from our higher power, from our God, right? On the inside, God is trying to push us to do something. You see, it's a spiritual message. And that's what that individual yesterday was really conveying. And he didn't understand everything about what was going on with him. And so I continued to talk to him and I told him, I said, "Listen, you know, one of the reasons why you're doing what you're doing is because something happened to you that's caused you a great deal of pain, and you are trying your best to escape it, and you're using the women to do it." And that man looked at me and he said, "Man, I don't know you from Adam. And by God, let me tell you what I've never told anyone." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "I had my heart broken in the worst way, and I've never, ever recovered from it. And now I'm sitting here listening to you, and I realize that I've been running from woman to woman to woman, trying to fix something, you know, trying to use external people out there, when it's really me that I need to be working on. It's me that's hurting, and if anybody's going to make me feel better the right way, it's going to be me." So I wanted to share that story with you guys, you know. What sort of God would God be if God only pushed us from outside, right? I don't believe that God does that. I believe that God also pushes us from inside. There are things that stir up in us that cause us to have to look at ourselves. And when we don't, then we act out externally. You know, if you've heard some of the other podcasts, you know, we talk about these things. But I wanted to share those things with you, you know. When we start resisting and start listening to the real voice within us, we grow wiser, we grow stronger. At the end of that conversation, instead of him using my phone to call the mistress instead of him walking around trying to call someone else on his phone. He got up, he shook my hand, and he said, "Thank you, young man, for listening to me. I don't even know your name, but you have convinced me to take my ass home, and I'm going to do just that." So, God works in mysterious ways, but I thought I'd share that with you all this Monday. Listen, guys, I hope that you all will be well. Love you more. Love your people more. We'll talk to you soon.